It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. I have a bunch of stuff to talk about this week, and some of it somewhat interesting and probably pretty new to you, as you might expect. But I'm going to talk about right off the bat, I'm going to talk about these interesting things in our food, right? Because our food is very different than it was, you know, 40, 50 years ago, you could eat more food and you'd lose weight. But I'm going to get into these things called obesogens. Just like it sounds like, they're things that help you to gain weight and become obese. So, you know, most people look at poor diet, lack of physical activity to contribute greatly to obesity, but they don't know generally that there's a class of artificial chemicals, right, that are linked to increased susceptibility to weight gain called obesogens. And they're found in many everyday products. So I'm going to get into what these things are, how they impact your weight gain, and how to avoid them. It's so important to figure out how to avoid these hormone disrupting obesogens. So, you know, there's no other reason to stop using plastics, add fresh food to your diets. So when you learn about the dangers of these obesogenic exposures, you're going to learn to recognize what food you should generally stay away from and what food you should get more of. And ultimately, if you're getting more of the right stuff, you don't have as much room for the wrong stuff and your body will be much healthier. So obesogens are artificial chemicals that are found in various food containers, cookware, and plastics. And so they've been known as endocrine disrupting chemicals. And these chemicals have been shown to involve weight gain. So they disrupt your hormones, your endocrine or your glandular products, the hormones, and they can be linked to infertility, early puberty, hormone disruption, as well as weight gain. So there's over 20 chemicals that are identified as obesogens. And the term was coined around 2006 when the exposure to these chemicals during early development were found to disrupt normal metabolic processes and increase a person's susceptibility to weight gain across their lifespan. So it's not that obesogens directly cause obesity, but they do increase your susceptibility and sensitivity to gaining weight, especially if you're exposed to chemicals during development. And we call this scenario a hard loser scenario. And we talk about many teenagers putting on weight evenly across their entire body, but now there's more teenagers. It's getting younger and younger. It used to happen in older adults. They have bigger bellies, you know, abnormal size guts in proportion to their body, even cellulite on their legs in their teenage years, which is a clear sign of being a hard loser. And studies indicate that these obesogens promote obesity by altering the programming of fat cell development, hence leads to, you know, the issues with the legs, the cellulite, the fat all down there. And they increase energy storage in fat tissue and interfere with the neuroendocrine control of the appetite. So in your brain, we have leptin and ghrelin and other chemicals that let you know you're full. You're letting you know to be done eating. And these obesogens, they disrupt that neuroendocrine, that brain endocrine function, and it doesn't let your brain know that you're satisfied or done eating. So in other words, they change how your body regulates the feelings of hunger and fullness. So I want to get into the most common obesogens and their dangers. The first one, many people know this, but they're phthalates. Now this is spelled phthalates, so a little different spelling than you might expect, but they're obesogenic chemical compounds that are added to plastics to increase their flexibility and longevity. So I'm happy that we're seeing less plastics, right? We're trying to get rid of plastics, but they're still everywhere. Go in the grocery store, everything in the middle of the grocery store is generally plastics. Even if you take your fruit and put it inside of a plastic bag to bring home, still plastics. So, you know, also they're in a wide range of cosmetic and food products, including children's toys, cosmetics, food containers, sunscreens, detergents, and more. So definitely don't want these phthalates in your diet or being ingested or, you know, into your body in any way you can. It's estimated that 75% of US population carries detectable levels of several phthalate metabolites. So generally, you have to try to eliminate plastics and try to go with more natural cosmetics. I tell people don't put stuff in your skin that you wouldn't be interested in eating. So if you're putting stuff on your skin, make sure it's natural. Coconut oil, other type of oils on your skin. As far as makeup goes, you got to find a more organic, less toxic brand. There's a bunch of them out there. If you go to EWG, Environmental Working Group, they'll give you many of the brands. And you can even scan the barcode on the back of the product and it'll let you know how safe it is for your body. So you can download the EWG app I encourage you to keep it on your phone. This way, when you're in a grocery store, you can scan the back of cosmetic and skincare products and let you know how safe it is for you and how healthy it can be for you. Next up is bisphenol A. And BPA toxic effects are definitely well known. They're compounds associated with inflammatory conditions and infertility and vitamin D deficiency. BPA exposure has also been linked with obesity and diabetes. So in an internal journal, Environmental Research and Public Health states, there's a suggested possible causality between BPA exposure and childhood obesity. So if you have a child who's obese, they're literally getting set up for being obese as an adult. So it's so important to make sure your kids are eating healthy, not eating damaged foods from bags. You know, every kid wants, because their taste buds tell them to want it, all the bad food, right? They want Oreos, they want, you know, cookies, they want cake, they want ice cream, they want, you know, yogurt that's sweetened, they want everything that's sweetened. So it's very important that you get your kids to learn not to crave that stuff when they're very young, or try to drastically change it by making lateral moves to better choices than getting the stuff in a store, you know, in a package. Plastic package with all the sugar and chemicals in it. So, you know, the BPA free bottles in grocery stores, you know, they're good, but there's there's also dangerous obesogenic compounds present in plastic dinnerware, toys, medical devices, and they can be found in PVC compounds, dental sealants. So it's really important to try to find out if it has, your food has these bisphenol A products, the BPA products. Next are polychlorinated bisphenols. That's PCBs. And they're man-made chemicals used in tons of industrial and chemical applications, including pigments and paper, plasticizers and paints, plastic and rubber products, and electrical equipment. So I tell people to try to avoid these at all costs. I tell people when you're in the grocery store, someone hands you a receipt, ask them if they put it in the bag, because it has some of the highest levels of PCBs on it for non-stick purposes. So try to not have handle, you know, the receipt as well as many of the other things I was just mentioning. Tributylin. And this is an artificial chemical that's in, it's an anti-fouling agent in paints that are applied to boats, ships, and fish nets. So if you're not around the shore, this won't hit you as hard. But a lot of times the fish that you get from those fish nets can be toxic as well. So I always encourage people, if you're going to do like tuna, for instance, in a can, to get line-caught fish rather than net-caught fish. Line-caught fish is much more humane, usually larger fish, and healthier for you. PFOAs are next. So PFOAs, it's in drinking water contaminated, also in other environmental degradation processes. So if you look at the Journal of Environmental Research, the obesogenic contaminant has been detected in finished drinking water. And this is a big thing, right? So many people getting drinking water from their city or municipality has so much PFOAs in it. And they're likely, it's been classified as likely carcinogenic, so that's a major effect, but also as an obesogen. And it was established that exposure to obesogenic contaminant in early life affiliated with PFOAs is associated with increased risk for childhood obesity and higher body mass index. So these obesogenic compounds, you really need to watch out. Basically, to keep it real simple, I say eat fruits and vegetables, try to avoid the plastic containers, meats, you know, honey, in glass bottles. Everything you drink should be in a glass bottle. You can do aluminum bottles that you put the, you know, water or drink in, you know, like a water bottle, but there may be some impact from aluminum as well. So I recommend glass bottles and containers as much as you can possibly use. So basically, I'm going to get into how to avoid or how to minimize exposure. So I'm going to go over 10 or 11 things that will really help you to minimize exposure to these obesogens, because you could be, you know, taking these things in, not knowing it, having any idea that you're taking them in, and it could be creating weight issues. And then you go get put on a drug, which is how we handle our health, right? You do so much stuff to harm your health, maybe unknowingly, right? Unwillingly. Then you go to your doctor and say, here's a drug to try to fix it, which never gets rid of the cause of how you got in that position in the first place. So I'm going to get into some ways to minimize exposure to these obesogens. Number one is avoid foods stored in plastic, right? said that. Definitely got to avoid food stored in plastic. It's dangerous. Plastic was never meant to touch our food, even saran wrap. So you got to try to get a more natural way of storing your food. Use glass containers and bottles. So if you get water, like I love drinking Pellegrino, they have plastic bottles and glass bottles. So always get the glass bottles, much, much more healthy for you. And Pellegrino is a healthy alternative to drinking water at home that's healthy, you know, from your tap. There's ways to make it more healthy, but basically Pellegrino is a good choice to drink. Don't microwave plastics. That's a no-brainer. Don't microwave plastics. Make your own skincare and beauty products. I'm going to be doing a show that gets into this a little deeper in the future, but once again, go to EWG to figure out which food, what skincare products are healthiest for you. If you're purchasing a cosmetic, use organic and natural products. When using products in plastic, look for containers that are BPA and phthalate free, but still I recommend not doing plastic. Use fragrance-free products. Fragrances are some of the biggest hormone disruptors and therefore obesogens, and they could definitely impact your weight as well as your health. Choose cast iron or stainless steel cookware. Great choice. Do not purchase stain-resistant or flame-retardant carpets or furniture. So that's a big issue because all these things they treat furniture with, as well as other fabrics that are on your body, all these things are putting on the fabrics that are anti-carcinogenic or also obesogenic as well. Use a water filter such as granular activated carbon or reverse osmosis to clean your water so that you don't have to worry about chemicals in there coming through your system. So many issues with water coming to your home. It's so important to bathe and drink good, clean water. And there's many systems out there. You can email me if you want. Email at ericashburn@me.com and I'll answer your questions. Eat fresh foods, including fruits and vegetables, whenever you can. So my final thoughts on this. Obesogens, they're artificial chemicals, right? Variety of food containers, as well as other things you can touch. And it makes it very, very hard to lose weight. And ultimately, it's only because your body's holding on to the weight that you have due to the stress hormones and chemicals that come into your system from these obesogens. So higher cortisol levels, lower growth hormone, lower testosterone, higher estrogen that really affect your health as well as impact how your body's running and healing. And reduce your exposure to environmental obesogens. Don't use plastics or purchase foods in plastics. Get good quality water and use fragrance-free products. These are really good suggestions. You know, we have so many ways to deal with this. We have so many people come in, but if you're dealing with these issues and you came in, let's say, through our system with Hudson Valley Weight Loss, we do really advanced weight loss. And there's people listening to the show right now of weight to lose, and you're thinking, I have all these issues. I've been using these foods. I've been using fragrances, all this stuff for a very long time. How do I know to lose weight? You're the sort of person who diets, drops 5-10 pounds, and it comes back and brings his friends with it. So it's almost impossible to figure out how to lose weight when you're in a hard loser scenario. Let's say you go to the gym. So you go to the gym and you say, I want to get leaner. And it's so interesting. I was looking at pictures of my class pictures back in the 70s and early 80s before we really created more damage to our food supply. And everybody was somewhat leaner. You know, everybody was somewhat leaner. The teachers were even leaner. And there was no really overweight teacher. It's just because didn't have this damaged food. So you're eating or drinking this damaged food, which really impacts your health, impacts how you're functioning. So you got to figure out what's going on hormonally. You got to figure out what you're deficient in nutritionally. You have to plug these things in. If you don't plug them in, it'll be almost impossible to drop the weight. I'm telling you, you might drop some of it and I'll be happy for you. You know, I want you to lose the weight. I want you to be happy with yourself, but it comes back. So many people have gotten used to having weight in their body. And then they everywhere they go, they're somewhat miserable. They're going into work and they're feeling uncomfortable, feeling sluggish. Mentally, they have brain fog. You know, they're cloudy headed. They can't think as clear. They go home. They don't have as much energy for their children, their husband or wife, because it just challenges the body so much dealing with the chemicals in their system, as well as carrying around an extra weight. That's not even talking about the mental challenge or the emotional challenge of having the weight in your body, you know, not feeling as attractive. That's a big one. I hate to be superficial with this because it's always about people's health, but you're not feeling as attractive. You're not feeling as good as you could be. You're maybe an athlete when you're younger. You know you can be back at that place, but you don't know the formula. So I've done that with so many people. They said, you know, I just don't feel as good. I don't feel attractive for my husband, for my wife. Sexually, you know, you don't feel like you want to give as much of yourself to your spouse sexually because you just don't feel attractive. And to me, that's just as disruptive to your health and lifestyle as anything else is. And it's something we don't talk about often. People come to my office, it's not on the paperwork. It's not like, do you feel sexual with your partner? But that's a very big part of this. So losing weight is so much more than just losing weight. I know people on some of the weight loss drugs right now, and they're losing weight for the sake of losing weight. And I feel that's horrible because you're not getting healthier and it's going to come back with spades. So you have to get healthy and get rid of the cause of why the weight came on so easily and why it doesn't come off so easily. So we do that. We figure out exactly where your deficiencies are because our food is so deficient that decreases stress hormones. We advise you on the foods to eat and the foods not to eat. We plug in the nutrients your body needs. We have technology shows us exactly where your deficiencies are. You know, ultimately, people are walking around taking certain vitamins and minerals, not knowing if it's really important for them to have them, maybe having too much of things and too little of other things. So you can find out exactly where those deficiencies lie, plug them in, and your metabolism wants to work. Your body doesn't want to hold on extra weight. It wants to work better for you. It wants to make you much healthier. You know, plus your hormones will be much healthier too. We're talking about infertility a little while ago. So many people who did our weight loss protocol and became pregnant because they're infertile. Their hormones are really messed up. They started eating healthier and they got pregnant. So it's really cool. I love the process. Super exciting to me to see people come in and I see them in a month and they lose so much weight. I don't even recognize them. It's very cool to have them come in and like today and a month later come in and their face is thinner. Their body went back to a younger fat loss allocation in their body. So their gut and butt starts shrinking. They have a much healthier, body composition and it's so exciting. So if you want to try to find out if you're a hard loser, if you can lose weight and keep it off, that's a major thing. Get your hormones right so you can keep it off. Give us a call. For the first 5 people every week, we do it for free. Come in. It's normally $150. Take you through the whole process. Figure out exactly how to help you lose weight. And then we'll talk to you about the process of getting it done. Plus, we coach you through the whole. Our coaches are so, much experts in this process. They know exactly how to get you through every problem you're going to have along the way. Every question you're going to have, you don't even realize that you should have yet. They know it. And they're ninjas. They can help you overcome these questions right away, help you get right back on track and help you have great results. So if you want to take advantage of one of those free 5 appointments, give us a call. It's 845-897-LOSS. Or 845-897-5677. Give us a call. Leave us a message. We'll get back to you tomorrow. Set up an appointment or a time for you to come in and start dropping weight. I know the summer's getting a little bit long. That's my favorite time. I love to lose weight during the off season. So when the on season comes back, you're in incredible shape and you're super fit. You know, all that time where you have heavier clothes on, then you take them off and people are just, wow, what did you do to change? It's really obvious. It's really drastic. I love to see that shift. So the phone number is 845-897-5677. Give us a call, leave us a message, and we'll get right back to you tomorrow morning. And we'll set up a time for you to come in and get you back on track to living the life of your dreams. So for the last portion of the show, I'm going to kind of dig into my top things you need to do to be healthy, right? So we have number one, I'm going to skip. Number two is nutrition. Number three is eliminating toxins from your diet. Number four is exercise. And number five is everything else like sleep, meditation, stretching, all the stuff you have to do. But I'm going to lean on number two a little bit, and that's nutrition, specifically supplementation. Because I want to get in, it's real important. We should get most of our nutrition from our foods, and that's how supplements are meant to be supplements. We're supposed to supplement our food and what we're not getting in our food. And that's the thing now. You know, we're not getting a lot of stuff in our food. And a lot of stuff I talked about last segment, which causes toxicity in our body, it takes certain nutrients and micronutrients from our body. So vitamins and minerals will be robbed from our body to deal with that toxicity. And then we get more deficient. So I'm going to get my core 4 supplements. I'm going to give you some reasons why you need them. So number one, this time of year, thank God, we don't need too much vitamin D because we have sunshine. But if you're not outside much, you have to take vitamin D. It's very important to take vitamin D. And I want to get into quantity because if you're the average person, you need about 5,000 IUs of vitamin D. So 5,000 IUs, specifically vitamin D3. And if you can find a supplement that has K1 and K2 in it, as long as you don't have any blood thinning issues, then that's great. K1 and K2 help you to absorb the vitamin D3 much more efficiently. So if they come in a supplement, I love the supplement we use from Designs for Health. If you're interested in that, just go to my website, Dr. Ashburn, drashburn.com, and click on top nutrition. And up there, either nutrition or store. We have the supplement right there. You can buy it if you want to. But Designs for Health Vitamin D3, it's phenomenal. It's 5,000 IUs per tablet. And that's rare. Most vitamin D capsules come in a much smaller amount, 800, sometimes 1,200. But 5,000 is good because that's what the average adult should get every day, 5,000. So real important to get vitamin D. If you're getting your blood work done, you should have it measured at right around 70 to 90, right? Micrograms per deciliter. And so if you do that, then that's really where it should be, in that 70 to 90 range. So moving from there on to probiotics. Now, probiotics are really important because long ago, we didn't have refrigeration. And so we fermented a lot of our food. So we got good probiotics through fermenting our food. But now, let's say if you want to get probiotics from yogurt, you're getting dairy, which had bacteria in it, which was good for you, but it becomes pasteurized, all the bacteria is taken out of it. Then you create yogurt with it by putting yeast and stuff like that back into it, bacteria back into it. And when you make yogurt that way, it has the probiotics in it that you had to add back in. So it doesn't have the natural probiotics. So I don't really like yogurt as a source of probiotics. It's real tough. So I recommend taking a good quality probiotic supplement as well as getting fermented foods such as kombucha, kimchi, krauts, all that stuff. So you want to get fermented foods as well as probiotics. This way, when they're in your gut and they're all together, they'll grow and replicate, determined by what your internal gut environment looks like. So your body's smart and it'll find out what you have going on in your gut, what sort of food you're eating, and it'll use those bacteria and the fermented food and the supplements that you're taking to breed, and they'll grow more, and then you have a good microbiome over time. There's some companies online, like we have good products, I love them, but there's a company called Seed, and you can get probiotics from there that are very specific. They'll measure, you may not like this, but they'll measure your stool, and they'll find out what you need and what you're deficient in from there, and then they'll give you a probiotic which is specific for you. So that's could be something you want to do. If you don't want to mess with your stool, go with a good probiotic. Like we have them through Designs for Health. It's very good. I think Standard Process has some good ones too. Okay. The next thing is omega-3 oils. Just read research this past week showing omega-3s are so important for everybody. But as you grow older, if you're low in omega-3s, it really messes with your mindset. So they said mental health as well as immune health, you need to have proper amount of omega-3s. They found out if you're a smoker with real good omega-3 values in your body, you're healthier than if you're a non-smoker and you don't have good vitamin, good omega-3s in your body. So they're saying that omega-3s are so valuable to have, and so many people don't take any. They don't eat any good quality cold water fish, and they're just out there with an omega-3 to omega-6 ratio that's really off, creating health issues. So if you can figure this out, you can get it tested. Your omega-6 to omega-3 ratio should be 2-1. And most people have somewhere, well above 4-1, like 6-1, 8-1, 10-1 ratios. And then you're highly inflammable and you have much higher rates of cardiovascular disease. So omega-3s, fats are really good for you. Now, you can only get it from cold water fish, and cold water fish has a habit of being really high in heavy metals. So you have to get cold water fish that's not high in heavy metals, like wild caught Alaskan salmon would be the only fish I'd really recommend. And once again, you got to find it because our food supply is damaged. That's why I call it the core four. You need to supplement it in. So far with vitamin D, probiotics, and omega-3s. The last one in my core four anyway is a good quality multivitamin. For the most part, I like multivitamins that are sourced from farming food, and then they kind of compress that down into a tablet so you have everything there. Now, one of the things you have to do in a multivitamin is make sure, if you're looking at the B vitamins, that they're methylated. So your B12 and B9, they should be, it should say methylcobalamin and methylniacin. Methylfolate. So methylcobalamin is B12 and methylfolate, very important to have. If not, it's going to be cyano, is going to be the prefix to that, cyanocobalamin, cyanofolate, which isn't that good for you. It's hard to convert and create health issues in you. So you want it to be methylated. That's why, once again, I like Designs for Health's multivitamin. They have a Primal Multi too. That's very good. And that's going to, basically have methylated B vitamins, which are real important for the majority of people out there. Well over half the people have a methylation issue. It can really impact their health and create immune system issues, digestive issues. So you can find that on my website, Dr. Ashburn. Go to store and you can see it'll be there populated. If not, you click on, off one of them and go find it on the website. Now, number one, those are the core four. There's a few more we could talk about, but the number one thing that's most important to anybody is having function. So function's number one, and function reaching your body. Imagine if you had no function reaching your body, you die, right? So, you know, that function's so important. Your organs just don't work on their own. Your heart doesn't work on its own. It needs function to reach it. And so ideally, your brain is what runs everything. So you need your brain to be communicating with the body perfectly, and your brain runs everything. It has to run through your spinal cord. That's what connects out the bottom of your brain, off your brain stem, down to every, has a nerve branching off at every level, to every organ, system, immune cell, skin, muscle, everything in your body is run by those nerves. Your heart doesn't even beat unless a nerve goes to it and tells it to beat. Your lungs don't even breathe. So your body needs that nerve function to reach it at 100% of how it's being sent from your brain. I always say if what's being sent from your brain reaches your body at the level it left your brain with no interference, your body will work perfectly. You can overcome almost anything, right? If you fuel it right nutritionally and you have that function coming down, your body will work perfectly. So I always say eating well is very important, but if you don't have that neurological function reaching your gut, you won't even break down the food. Won't even be able to absorb that food. And ultimately, you'll get, you know, unhealthy quickly. So the biggest thing I'll tell you to do is make sure there's nothing interfering between your brain and body. The biggest way you can have interference if you want to have good health, all this biohacking going on, and no one's looking at their spine. They're trying to find new ways, saunas, ice baths, all this other stuff to help their body run better. No one's looking at their spine. That's the best biohacking you can ever do. Has to be in a specific position, not twisted, deviated, bent, putting pressure on nerves, not breaking down in your discs. Everything has to be working well. And the only way you can really tell is by taking x-rays. Do x-rays, you see the specific position of every vertebra in your spine and make sure it's in the right position. So that's what we do. You know, we do very, very high level corrective care to help people get back to a place where they're running and healing. And we do those x-rays to measure where you're at. And we do x-rays to measure that you're correcting over time. So important to see those x-rays and see how you're doing. We also do other postural exams to measure how you're doing as well. I love objective measurables. You can feel better and that's cool. I'll high five you, but I want to see that you're truly healing and getting better. So if you're someone who wants to see if you really have issues, you know, any issue you have in your body is related to neurological health. If you have any issues of interference, give us a call. For the first five people, we do it for free. The whole exam process, x-rays, all the follow through. We'll do the x-rays, examine you, and figure out if you can better. So give us a call, leave us a message. We'll get back to you tomorrow and set up an appointment. The number is 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. All right, guys, bless you. Have a good week, and I'll talk back at you next Sunday morning.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.